Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sweetie Love from Sweetie Friends, and you are listening to I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K-City. Yeah, it's a world movement thing, moving the world with their music. Loving it. Shouting.
If you see me at low, going in low, I got your girl riding blue. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy feel me strike, strike. I'm in the club with six racks, bank statements. We do that. We pop cases, pay all cash. Lil' mama racist, she only like black. Cars act hard, hotel rooms are amateur. Presidential suite, residential meet, thug stamina. Dude's throwing dollars, tell him up if he's at my dough. Aviator shades body like a coke bottle. Someone call the nurse, she got him going berserk. Pass me that code thing, sir, got me all way. And we got a strong thing, nothing come between, and she freak for the money. I like that though. Shut up, cause I beat this money on make kind of hoe. I keep a nice roll like a bowling ball. Money on the mind, that's why she answer your call. All about them dollar signs, the games at the mall. I'm moving through the hood. I'm always up to no good. If you see me at low, going in low. I got your girl riding wood. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy pill, Mr. Purple Sprite. Yeah. She keep me going strong, money going on. Ass out, pass out the way she rock that song. Can we get it out? Not too hot in the club, in the middle of the floor. Yeah, I'm a thug. Girl, you know you trouble, feeling on your bubble. I'm trying to stay humble, I wanna play in the jungle. Amazon beat it up till she stutter like Tourette's. Hover in the Lex, riding at the again. Pulling panties aside, let me see it get wet. I can't be timid, I ain't no pet. I wanna see your limit, ice on your breast. Nipples on swole, got me standing up. Yeah, I like the hold while I'm giving you that thrust. Girl, arch your back and whisper it's lust. Stallion on the track, no matter how much I grip and I pull, she never get enough. I'm moving through the hood. I'm always up to no good. If you see me at low, going in low, I got to tell about it good. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy pill, Mr. Purple Sprite. Yeah. Good boys only guap. Gang, only soldiers die legends. We into everything, whatever ice chain made specifically for us. Marvel's game, ride the dummy train and the show bus. Kissing on the beamer, she ride like a diva. Every time I see her, I'm thinking, could I keep her? She just deal with leaders, don't mess with the help. The best way to greet her, introduce this dope. Let the money speak the stuff, goons ride for the wealth. She like pickles, carrots, eating shrimp salad. Like packs of double stacks, pistol minty mac and that. Pimp you ill, you get it back. Timid, we're not. Big balls we got. I'm louder, I'm badder. Her booty moving faster. Now I'm finna ask her. Hope you don't got no Anna. Listen, cause the top is where we aim. You best. I'm moving through the hood. I'm always up to no good. If you see me at low, going in low. I got your girl riding good. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy pill, Mr. Purple Sprite. Yeah.
Boy, it's your boy, K Diddy. Welcome to the
show. This is I Am ND. Day Hump Day. That's Wednesday for y'all that don't know. Hump Day is Wednesday for y'all that don't know. And what I always say, if you made it this far, guess what? We can make the rest of the way. So just check this out. Turn the music up, turn your air conditioner on, let your windows down, and prepare to get your eardrums blessed today. Today we got a special artist on the show, a young man named Locke. Educator, motivator, inspiration young brother that's talking about hip-hop and education. He'll be joining us in a few minutes in the show. And, hey, you know how we are. We're very passionate about trying to reach out for the youth. The youth is, and will be, going to be, you know, that's our future, you know. So I think it's very important for all of us to do our part, you know, to add, to build, to encourage, to motivate, and try to do whatever we can do to make this place we call Earth, the world which we live, you know, a better place. So bear with us. I ain't gonna say bear with us. Hey, open your ears up and let us do what we do. Here we go, y'all.
Andrea, Andrea. No lie, I fell to my knees, I was pleading. It was too late. I left her heart scarred, bleeding. And my game, she was peeping. I was out with other girls, creeping and pleasing. And I gave her my reason. A player to the fullest. It's like I left her mind with a bullet. Emotional trigger, I pulled it. Nobody can survive that love. Only God could revive that love. No more us. Flatline. In the back of my mind, I think back in time that'll be never regained. I filled her with too much pain. I let the chorus sing, Andrea.
Las Vegas, in conjunction with Black Mountain Productions and Endeavor Media Group, presents the annual Indie Music Fest happening April 27th and 28th at the Henderson Pavilion. This two-day competition showcases a true and unique grassroots event that celebrates the indie artist. Watch 40 of the best unsigned indie artists from across the U.S. while enjoying activities like a beer garden, a model search and bikini competition, numerous after parties, food and specialty vendors, a 5K run, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to theindiemusicfest.com. The Indie Music Fest, where the artist always comes first.
Yeah, check out Indie Music Fest in beautiful Henderson, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy K Dizzle, and you listen to I Am ND. And I know everybody's staying in tension and waiting for our guest Locke to show up. And let me see if he's with us. 347, holla at us.
What's going on, man? It's Locke.
What's up, brother? Welcome to the show, man. Glad you took time to come through and holla at us.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me on, man. How you doing today?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed to be here, man. You know, I just got that from Tyler Perry a little while ago. You know, any day that your feet is above the ground, you know, is a great day.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I agree with that 100%.
You know, and definitely, man. I'm really, really impressed, man, with some of the work you've been doing, man, because, you know, that's kind of like what, you know, IMMD is about, is to, you know, motivate the youth and to try to reach out and, you know, and touch them, for lack of a better phrase, you know, because music is an international, universal language. And I tell people a lot of times, you know, you have to get people's attention. And once you get their attention, you know, the message is so much important. But if you don't get their attention, they'll never get the message.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's definitely great to be able to use this type of tool to, you know, raise the awareness about how important education is. And also, you know, to give people a good vibe, you know, listening to something positive. You know, it can influence, you know, your whole vibrational sense. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, well, you know, we're saying the same thing. I guess I'm just an older guy, so I'm saying a little different. It's almost like, you know, the Pied Piper theory, you know. And I was telling some guy the other day, we were talking about traditional gospel, you know, opposed to, should I say, the contemporary gospel. You know, the guys don't like the full band. He don't like to see guys dancing. He'd rather see, you know, people with the tambourines in the old school. And I'm like, you know, I thought it was all about the message, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
What if your head is moving, you know what I'm saying, and you massaging the mind and you giving them the message and they getting the word, you know, what difference does it make as a forum, you know what I'm saying? They focus on the wrong things. But anyway, man, before I get off on me, man, let's talk about you, man.
All right, cool, man. You know, we right now, Smart Music Entertainment, we just put out the album Lesson One, Hip Hop and Education. And, you know, we're going around just promoting the importance of education, tackling the question of why is education important and where can kids use it in the real world. You know, that's just the open dialogue that we want to have. And this album is just one of the tools that we use to have that particular dialogue, especially with kids.
Right, right. Yeah, that is powerful.
Thank you, brother.
What got you started, man? What made you decide that you wanted to, you know, even get into the music industry?
Well, I mean, I started rhyming in the lunchroom in third grade. You know, I was banging on the table, beatboxing and freestyling, you know, with my friends on the corner and on the porch. And that was, you know, that was how I got into hip-hop. You know, it was that. And then also listening to the radio and listening to Public Enemy and Chuck D and LL Cool J and Run DMC and Grandmaster Flash and all of these types of artists. And you know, my hip-hop influence started at that point, you know, listening to My Adidas and I'm Bad and stuff like that. And then, you know, I've always been a reader. So, you know, I've always been one that wanted to learn more or know more about a particular subject. And I got to a point where those worlds collided. You know, I wanted to fuse, you know, the educational aspect of life with hip-hop music. And I also wanted to bring attention to how important education was. So,
right.
You know, you have these various influences that kind of led to this album. You know, I mean, it was a couple of factors. You know, it was making the first 25 Presidents, which was one of the first educational songs that I recorded, and liking that, and then wanting to go on from there. You know what I mean? So it was definitely a couple of different factors that just led to Smart Music Entertainment.
You know, and it's amazing, man, you know, that more young people are not really in tune to the politics and what's really going on around them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they're listening to what's in the mainstream media, and plus, you know, there's so many problems today that young kids have to deal with. You know, they have a lot put on them. You know, whether it's gang violence in their community, whether it's a poor school system, whether it's single parent household, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcoholism, whether it's abuse, whether physical or verbal. You know, there's a lot of things that kids are going through. So, you know, it's just so much bombarding them that, you know, if you're able to slip something positive on their plate and they can gravitate to that, then that'll help them move in a different direction. It's great.
Absolutely, absolutely. Man, we got one of your songs, Slavery, queued up, man. So we're going to let the people put their ear on this one, man. And then, you know, then we can chop it up about this, man.
Cool.
So we kicking it live with Lock in the House, and this is Slavery. Be right back.
Of slavery was 1502, 10 years after Columbus sailed on the ocean blue. By Juan de Cordoba, he was a Spanish merchant. He bought a couple Africans over, then he put them to work in. See, the labor was cheap, grabbing Africans simple. Slaying later, they took 50 to Santo Domingo. In 1518, St. Charles started granting permission and started shipping Africans for the thousands. See, the slaves were strong, but it wasn't a problem. They tricked them, bribed them with gold, and piled them on that Amistad. So they started working, and the colonies was formed. Building bridges, digging ditches from night to the early morn. A few Africans rebelled, but some settlers wouldn't hear it. They cut them, shot them, raped them, and whipped them to break their spirits. Food, they had a little. Clothes, they couldn't wear it. Shelter, one bomb for 100, they had to share it. They snatched them out their homes and forced them into a new country. Slaves had a left making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do or die, they killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm a star really happy. Slaves them out their homes and forced them into a new country. Slaves had a left making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do or die, they killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm a star really happy. This is slavery, the history to put it in you. Spot with the most slaves, the colony of Virginia. So they would put them up on a big platform and auction people for tobacco, cotton, corn. Yeah, the list goes on. They even trade slaves. A matter of fact, they would trade 5 or 6 bow wows for one shack. They even bred slaves. Now see, this is crazy, which means they forced the slave women to go produce babies. So if the slaves died or ran away, they wouldn't panic, cause they can get more without selling ships across the Atlantic. They had no rights, no nothing. That was evident. We know them hands that pick cotton can't pick the presidents. And they would daydreaming about North life, sweating in them cotton fields the size of the turnpike. The slaves were tortured, and millions didn't make it. And this went on for hundreds of years before they were emancipated. Smash them out their homes and force them into a new country. Slaves had a left making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do or die, they killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm a star really happy. Smash them out their homes and force them into a new country. Slaves had a left making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do or die, they killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true.
Yo,
and I'm starving,
being slaves doesn't put us in chains across the Middle Passage. Separated, our fam had us calling them masses. Raped, our women treat our grown men like little kids. Why you say your man is your boy and you in a crib? Made it illegal to read and hear plain truth. Had us hanging from trees like we were strange fruit. Sent the mob out whenever we show progress. Burned down the Black Wall Street and murdered our kids. 3/5 man is how they would describe us. Slaves made no wages, how they deprived us. Robbed us, confining us to ghettos and the projects. Put us in the back, but now gotta acknowledge us. We coming up like weeds on an urban lawn. Hip hop is mainstream, so you know it's on. The first, the last shall be relevant. And what's realer than the first Black president?
They snatched them out their homes and forced them into a new country. Slaves had a left making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do or die, they killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm a star really happy. Snatched them out their homes and forced them into a new country. Slaves had a left making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do or die, they killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm a star really happy. This is slavery.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, J.D. putting it down. I am NJ. Check it out.
That was Slavery by Locke. Hey man, that was hot, man. You got a lot to say, man.
Thank you, man. The artist is a brother by the name of Curtis Young Nice Gladden. He has the first two verses, and I have the last verse. And you know, we just wanted to touch on some of the things that we could fit within that 3 to 5 minute time slot to just make people, you know, remember what happened.
Right, and that is so relevant. You know, you have to know what happened to even know where you are, to even have some idea where you're going.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know, post-traumatic slave syndrome is a very real thing. And, you know, even though we haven't addressed all of the issues that we can, you know, like I said, it's a light touch to a much bigger subject.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you spend a lot of time writing?
I mean, yeah, I do. You know, as an artist, you know, I write when I'm working on a project. So when that happens, then yeah, I definitely spend a lot of time writing. But outside of that, you know, it's working, performing, doing interviews, workshops, you know, things of that nature. Currently, to get the company, you know, off the ground and to continue to move in forward direction.
Yeah, that was one other thing I was just going to ask you about, that other hat that you didn't mention, you know, about being a CEO and running a company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, you know, anytime you want to do something and turn it into a business so that you can continue to, you know, do it. You know, I mean, you definitely have to have a sound business plan. You definitely have to have something in motion so that it will allow you to continue to pursuing your dreams or pursuing whatever, you know, whatever aspirations that you have. So, you know, came up with a business plan, you know, put together an extremely good team, and we rocking and rolling.
Right. How important is that? It is so important to have a good team.
Critical.
Yeah, it is very critical, you know, and it's funny that, you know, a lot of artists don't really realize that, you know, you see people out front, but they don't realize it's all the people that it really takes to make a situation work and be successful.
Right, you got to have your pieces together. You know, you got to, you know, have a business plan that starts from A and ends with Z, and you know everything that you can think of that's going to happen in the middle, because there's going to be so many things that you don't anticipate that's going to happen. And, you know, just coming up with that business plan and putting people together that can help you, you know, move in the right direction. It's critical.
Right. And the title of your album that you have on the market now is?
Lesson One, Hip Hop and Education. And, you know, it's available now on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, even on the website, smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. But, you know, pretty much all your online major digital distributors, we're on there, definitely.
Yeah, well, people, yes, definitely go out and support Locke, because he's talking about the real stuff, the real thing you talk about. Tell us, I know your song, Kings and Queens, what was the inspiration for that?
Well, the first line is that we don't come from slaves, but from enslaved Africans. So the motivation behind that song was to write something that connects us with our heritage, connects us with our lineage, to let people understand, you know, you have to say more than we are the descendants of slaves. You know, that doesn't describe the people. It doesn't tell you about those people that were slaves. They were enslaved Africans. And then once you get into that story, it you know, it goes into a much deeper story. So this kind of just, you know, touched upon that. You know, there's so many different ways that we could tackle that. But I just chose to talk about different kings and queens of Africa and you know, talk about, you know, some of the things that's a part of our history and our culture.
Oh,
as an African American.
Right. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a listen to it, man, and then we're going to come back and chop it up some more. Kings and Queens, y'all, by Locke.
to me. I'ma have you black again. Pumping up your fist and using picks to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra and Heliopolis. He built the seven pyramids in Egypt and they still exist. Poet and philosopher, a recognized genius. He diagnosed 200 different diseases. They say Hippocrates is the father of medicine. But Imhotep lived 2,000 years ahead of him. King Sanwal's Rat, second ruler of Kemet. He was said to have conquered Greece by Herodotus, the first ruler to believe in one god. Was Amenhotep the fourth, later known as Akhenaten. Appeal the backbone of our existence. Majestical and real like Queen Candace. In 322 BC, Empress of Ethiopia, who militantly reigned supreme. She was recognized as a great general. And if you tested her, it might have meant the end of you. Like Alexander the Great, he told his army to wait. He peeped the style and didn't want to invade. He told his man he ain't want to risk losing to a woman up against Queen Candace. He figured he just shouldn't. Another one's Makeda, she was the queen of Sheba, the symbol of beauty, and then queen of Zinga, the Amazon queen of Matamba West Africa, wage war against the slave hunters coming after her, and her peoples brought respect to, yeah, to Queen Nandi, mother of Shaka Zulu, and Queen Nefertiti, one of the first to fight for the plight and respect of a woman's equal right, queen.
Yeah, we back. This I Am Indy, what I guess for the day. Locke, doing it, man. Like you said, man, you got a lot to say, boy. A lot of controversial stuff too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I definitely get the some of the controversial comments when people are looking at the YouTube videos, especially for the song Black in Venice. But for the most part, it's been all love. You know what I mean? We put a lot of work into making sure that we're giving you accurate information. You know what I mean? So it's that's the cornerstone of Smart Music Entertainment, the information that we're presenting. So people could come at me how they want. You know what I mean? I know what I'm putting out there.
Right. And, that, hey, man, that is so powerful, man. That's really beautiful, too, man, to take the time to be educated, man, because knowledge alone is worthless. It's applied knowledge, you know what I mean? And that's what you're doing, you know what I mean? And that's great. We just, I guess we need, man, I guess 100, 200, 400,000 more like you.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah, I think so, you know. So at least, you know, we got guys like us, and, you know, like I said, we're trying to use this forum that I have here, you know, to definitely help, you know, guys such as yourself, you know, get the word out, you know, and to encourage, you know, more people to educate themselves and stand up.
Definitely, man. You know, it's just platforms like this that has allowed us to, you know, I would say, break into the industry the way that we're doing. And, you know, letting people hear the music, letting people understand what we're trying to do. And it just has opened so many doors. So, you know, thank you, you know what I mean, for for allowing us to be here and giving us your platform to talk about Smart Music Entertainment.
Oh, it's definitely our pleasure, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this, man. I see you got your song Congresswoman, but you think we'll ever have a woman president?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, this is people fight for things, you know, and, you know, black people are, there's a black president now, you know, who thought that? So, you know, even though people believed, you know, people didn't really believe. So it's definitely possible, you know, it's something that I think it's something that's going to happen. Now, do I think it's going to be a black woman president anytime soon? Realistically, I don't know. I'm not too positive that that'll happen in you know, next election.
Let me ask you to jump on the grenade for a second. Do you think Obama was really a setup just to keep us quiet? Or do you really think the country thought he was really going to be able to do us really some good?
Nah, I think Obama was I think he's a hard-working, intelligent black man, and I think that the country was in such a terrible shape. You know what I mean? Coming out of the George Bush with the tax laws and you know the economic depression that we was in, that people actually just gave him a shot. You know what I mean? So I kind of think he backdoored his way in there just because of how things was going, and he was the most qualified person up there. You know what I mean? He was facing.
Right.
You know, John McCain, you know what I mean? So, he was the most, it was the right time, you know what I mean? He was the right brother, and he's a hardworking person, you know what I mean? I think what has happened is, you know, the government and the presidency has been so corrupt that now that there is a person up there that's working hard, now you have all of the other people that's been corrupt saying, I don't trust the government, you know what I mean?
Right, so, because they don't want to be exposed.
People not trusting the government, it doesn't even have anything to do with Obama. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's just a four-year gig. This is his first term. If you don't trust the government, it's because of what has happened in the past.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's already doing this thing. So I think, you know what I mean, I think it was the right time. I think he was the right person, and it was the right condition, you know what I mean, that allowed for a change to be about. And, you know, he's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard job. It's a four-year gig. That could be an eight-year gig. You know what I mean? But the brother's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? If anybody else was in that office, I don't think that we would be even at this point. It would be a disastrous time, most disastrous.
I mean, he could be my friend if he just lowered the gas prices right now.
I mean, you know, the gas prices, you know, every president, man, you know, the gas prices always shoot up, you know what I'm saying? And it has, if he could lower it, I'm sure he would, you know what I mean? But, you know, you're talking about a $1 billion industry, you know what I mean? You're talking about something that's traded all over the world. It's not an American thing. If there's a gas station that lowers their prices, they'll get fined, you know what I'm saying? An individual gas station can't even have lower prices than the rest of the gas stations in the country. You know, it's definitely not they're not playing by their rules. It's a different type of beast when you're talking about that oil and when you're talking about billionaires and the money that they're playing with. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just going, he's the president and all that, but billionaires are billionaires. Powerful people are powerful people. That means a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, you know, hey, listen, lower the gas prices. You know what I'm saying? There's somebody else that's not a president that could talk to him like, yo, relax. You know what I mean? We don't know those people. Those are the people
right.
We don't see. You know what I mean? But believe that they exist.
Oh, I'm sure that they do. Because power is just what that is. Power controls money. Money don't control power.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? There's just, you know, there's people making obscene amounts of cash with obscene amounts of power, and they don't want us to know them, and they have the power for us not to know them. So, you know, it's so many things that you have to deal with, you know, that I'm sure once you get to that level that you get exposed to, that, you know, the normal citizen like me you know what I mean, we'll not see. But it's a game, and, you know what I mean, I know you got to play the game correctly as well as have, you know, some sort of decency as a human being to look out for your fellow man, especially since that's your job. You know what I mean? If you're the head honcho,
exactly.
Your job is to take care of the village.
That's true. That's true. Well, let's let our listeners put their ears on Congresswoman, man, and we can talk about that, man, because I'm enjoying this interview, man, because it's, you know, refreshing to talk to an intelligent young man that's really trying to do some good. So put your ears on this, folks. This is Locke, Congresswoman.
I feel you in my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbossed, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of her time, ahead of her line. But next, less acknowledged far, but sure, and out of Houston, Texas. It's just courage with the power that describes the soul. Also elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year, and before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Carnegie College here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history.
I feel you in my sisters.
Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central, she combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on a dark party wanna ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We lack dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain.
I feel you in my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us.
1992 was the year of the woman, doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody can stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Mosley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lacked role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew. In the years that followed, it was Corrine Brown and Carrie Meek, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clayton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress.
I feel you in my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am NG on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
Back,
this is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total.
Oh, wow. That was different. Hey, we back live. Locked with Congresswoman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, young man, you got a lot to say, man. I know you got a lot more. We're in store for a lot more coming from you. So what is your next project? What you got in store coming up?
Right now, you know, we're about to start the performances as far as, you know, performing the music at a lot of different venues and clubs, you know, because at the end of the day, it's still a hip-hop album, and I think people need to see and understand that even though it's educational, it's still hip-hop music, you know what I mean? We can still rock out. So that's the next phase, and then we're also working on Lesson 2 right now, trying to get this second album ready and so that we can also push this out to the world and continue with the message, continue with promoting education, continuing with just, you know, spreading the message of continuous learning.
Right. You guys got anything lined up, you know, like on the college tour circuit?
We're lining everything up now. I mean, I think the first gig that I have is April 22nd. I mean, I was at, you know, Rutgers North last week, but I have another gig on the 22nd, and I can't even mention it yet. I'm still finalizing all of the paperwork and all of that types of stuff, but everything will be on the website, smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com, and, you know, like I said, we're right in the process of putting everything together, working everything out, and, you know, all of the places that we will be will definitely be on that site, and, it, you know, it's we're definitely about to take the world by storm.
Yeah, definitely, man. And let us know, you know, when you headed out toward the West Coast, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely,
yeah,
let us know definitely. You're on this end, you know what I'm saying, and see if we could hook up and do some things. Also, man, before you go, man, I'm going to extend an invite to you to come on another show that we have, man. We have another show called Can a Player Play that we do on Sundays, which actually speaks on relationships and politics and self-improvement, you know. So definitely like to have you to come on that show too, you know, when you get a minute,
cool.
You know, so, you know, we could chop it up.
Yeah, we'll definitely set that up, man. And, you know, I'll contribute my 2 cents.
Absolutely, like I said, because, I mean, we talk about everything, you know, across the board, politics, relationship, everything that's relevant to, you know, what we're talking about and what you're doing is all in the same lane at the end of the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 the upliftment of man and open dialogue is important in that whole movement.
Yeah, it's all in the same lane. Well, hold on for a minute, man. I think somebody from the Vegas office want to chime in. Big Stan from Vegas, holler at us.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? How you doing today?
We blessed, man. Thanks you for joining us. We got Locked kicking it with us, man, kicking some of the hip-hop knowledge.
Yeah, I was just listening to the brother there. He's pretty sharp there. I was just wondering about I know he said he went after the college crowd, but what other type of crowd and venues are you going after? I wanted to know. Is it going to be pretty much on the underground mainstream hip-hop, or are you just going to deal with mostly the colleges?
Well, you know, we started out, this wasn't, you know, it was for kids. It was for high school students. You know, my main focus was kids from 6th grade to 12th grade. Those were the workshops, you know, I was in workshops as far as charter schools, high schools, after school program, boys and girls clubs. You know, that was our initial audience. And as far as colleges and things like that, you know, now we're just attracting different people that like hip-hop music. You know what I mean? So it could be anybody from 8 to 80, you know, that really just wants to hear hip-hop. And it's, you know, like I said, it'll be colleges, it's going to be underground, it's going to be every venue that you can imagine, we're there. you know, we're definitely going to rock out, you know, because, like, at the end of the day, it's still a hip-hop album, even though it's educational music. It's something that you could play at a family barbecue, or something that you could let your grandma listen to. You're still going to get a hardcore hip-hop vibe to it. You know, you're still going to hear the flow. You're still going to hear the beats. So we're going to rock out, you know what I mean? We're definitely going to just perform it.
Oh, yeah, you had me rocking my head, so you got a good sound there.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the words of encouragement.
Yeah, well, keep on doing what you do, man. And again, man, I want to thank you for taking time out, you know, to come and join us. And a big shout-out to your whole crew for doing an excellent job.
Yeah, definitely, man. I want to shout out Kenya, the CMO. I want to shout out Derek D. Rock, who's the co-producer of the album, did everything with me. Devon, who's the videographer. Fred, the photographer. Jermaine Jackson, who's the graphic designer. And Curtis Young Nights Glad, who's the other artist on the album, who's also a Smart Music affiliate. And there you have it. That's the team. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of other people that we work with. You know, shout outs to the Angels INC, that you'll hear them next. My man Wiley Lundy, and you know, a host of other artists. You know, my man Tamal Pittman. But you know, that's the core of the group, and these are the people that keep us going, and that you'll hear from as we continue to grow and continue to push out this form of hip hop.
All righty then, definitely, man, and definitely stay tuned, man, and hang on in here with us, man, and. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, man, and thanks again, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man.
All right. Hang in there.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We can't like women,
can't get that way with you. My sonny one so true. May not look like a fool if it ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Thoughts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine as wine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. Be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sunny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sunny, thank you for the sunshine, okay, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way, yeah, you gave to me your all and all, never feel about 10 feet tall, yeah, sunny one so true, I love. You let me sing. Let me sing. Sunny, thank you for the fact from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you had my hand, y'all. Sunny, I'm so true. I love you. Sunny,
Definitely want to take this time to thank our guest, Locke, for coming through and blessing us with his music and educating us. hip hop education.